Okay, we was having this kind of reception, you know, after wedding. Everybody come around congratulating us, you know, and wishing us a long and happy married life and all that stuff. And so we decided, boy, we wanted to get on our honeymoon and get going with it, you know, and start out that life together, all of us, the two of us. So we rushes out the door, you know, and there sits our car. And the gremlins have been working on it. Man, I tell you, they had the windows all blocked off with stuff. And my sister Esther, she mixed up a bunch of this here flour and cake coloring and water, made kind of a paste out of it. Well, she wrote all over the windows and stuff, and you know, that's real nice. But she had some left over, so she started just above the windshield, and she went dot, 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 right down all over the side, clear down the back, down the side of the car, and then on the back, turtle back, she wrote, "Cops beware," in big letters. Well, they tied all these old shoes and tin cans and everything else on the back end of that car. And so, well, that was all right. They threw rice all over us, and we didn't really know it at the time, but then they stuck rice in all our clothes and everything else. And so we got in the car, you know, and everybody waved goodbye, and we waved goodbye. I started up that car, and I put in gear and let out on the clutch and then just sat there. Well, we knew it. Now, this 1937 Chevrolet, they don't twist off axles and drive shafts like M28, so that couldn't be what's the matter. So we hopped right on out and looked, and there they had it setting up on chunks of wood. So I rushed it around to the front end, and I was going to push it back off them blocks, and Grace, she rushes to the back end, pushes ahead, and we didn't get nowhere. She could push about as hard as I could. She could push a bottle of A right out of the shed when it was on fire yet already. So then everybody laughs and says, are you going to spend all your life pushing against each other that way? We finally got to get, she runs right up there where I was and gave her a big old shove, and they went off them blocks, and then we hops in, and we takes out, and we go to Plum Lawrence that night, spend the night.
And stopped in Manhattan, had her picture taken.
Yeah. Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I didn't remember when
we
were seeing
that. And then we went down
picture
to Aunt Charlotte's and mm-hmm. Uncle Cecil's to stay overnight.
And Vangeline wrote us a letter a while back and said she got a big kick out of helping Grace to clean all that rice out of her clothes and nightgowns and everything.
She remembered.
And it was a hot night, and they didn't have fans and stuff either. It was hot there. And all this time, Grace kept saying, "Man," she said, "I tell you what, it sure gets hot in Kansas, and it's cool in Michigan. It don't never get hot like this in Michigan." So I said, "Man, that's going to be great. You know, that's just like being going to, you know, on a resort."